Do we have a deal on rail? There's a tentative deal in the works for Honolulu's troubled project. It's already has already come under fire. Will it hold? That's the question that hangs in the air for this year's special legislative session, which begins Monday. Wayne Yoshioka is HPR's political reporter, and he's been watching this for what seems like an eternity. And I don't know, are we approaching some kind of resolution here? It doesn't seem as if this deal necessarily is going to hold, Wayne.
Well, it's a tentative deal, but I think all of the players had to give up something.
Right.
The tourism industry had to give up something. The state has to give up the GET for another 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the big takeaway from all this is that the Honolulu city and county has to also give things up too. Like in 2015, when they went in for the GET surcharge extension for 5 years from 2022 to 2027,
mm-hmm.
they walked away free with $1.2 billion in almost guaranteed revenue. But this time, it's different.
They walked away without any givebacks?
That's right. They didn't have any skin in the game. And throughout the last session, we heard all the finance chairs saying, Honolulu City and County, you've got to put in something. Give us your share. Share these increasing costs with us. And don't just say, put a gun to our head and say, it's up to you now to fund this rail.
Well, the whole perception of a gun being put to the head, now the gun seems to be pointed from the state to the city. I mean, and then there are reports of a great deal of tension behind the scenes, yeah?
And a lot of pushback from Mayor Kirk Caldwell. We don't know if those are true stories or not, but he says that we are about $600 million short of the $3 billion that they need to fund the last 4.2 miles from Middle Street to Ala Moana Center.
And that's even with the deal being proposed, a hike of the GET hotel room tax, et cetera.
Correct. And the point of the legislature is we're going to save on finance charges by giving you cash from the transient accommodations tax
mm-hmm.
up front. And so that will give you at least $208 million. And we're going to have no funding for HART. No funding for HART. And I have a clip here from Senator Donovan de la Cruz, who's the chair of the Senate Ways and Means Committee.
HART originally came in at $1.4 billion for finance costs, and we'll be able to reduce that amount by $208 million. We're also not going to be paying for operations of HART, so that's going to include a total of $281 million. We're not going to be paying for marketing. That's $151 million. So we can reduce the $281, the $151, and the $208 million for financing. Because of the way we're using the TAT, that's going to help save the taxpayers quite a bit of money.
So what that translates to is basically $430 million that the city has to come up with to fund HART and a $151 million marketing plan.
You have to wonder how that money was spent earlier, because that is a lot of money to spend on marketing for something that, if it's as beneficial as it's been touted, should market itself. What's to market?
That's true, too. And this bill, this draft bill, also calls for a state auditor to audit the spending plan for the Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation.
Which has not, to this date, been audited by anyone?
No, they've been audited by the FTA. They've been audited by an independent contractor. But there's nothing that has been made publicly known as far as where did all this money go. Was it because it was contracted right? Were the bids too high? All of those things remain unanswered as of this date.
It seems unusual to get this far along in a project without that kind of rigorous scrutiny and without that the results of that scrutiny being made public, yeah?
Yeah, I would think so. I think the best way to encapsulate all this is to go back to Congresswoman Colleen Hanabusa, who was the chair of HART from mm-hmm. 2015 to 2016, and she really explains where we are.
Remember, this project started off at 3.9 under Mayor Hanneman, the estimates, and then under the FFGA, which was in 2012, December, it was supposed to be 4.9, but 5.1 is the contingency. And then we went to 6.8 at the end of June of last year, and now construction alone is almost $8.2 billion. So when you look at the growth in terms of the cost, even from 6.8 to 8.2, it's a huge amount of money that we're talking about. The problem I've always seen is the fact that when I was on the HART board, you know, the engineers told me that there wasn't a problem with the Dillingham Boulevard segment, and I always thought that was going to be the killer for the city center project. I am hoping that in this last assessment, they keep telling me, yes, we've got it down, it's all included, we know what we need to do. So if that's the case, then the so-called extra money that the city is asking for is really the financing costs of the project. So the way the state legislature has addressed it is they have assumed the construction costs as set forth by HART. And what they're looking at is how to pay for it as they incur the costs to minimize the amounts going out. So that if we're able to pay for it as it's being built, then the amount of money needed from the people is going to be reduced because you're not paying a long-term mortgage.
And so we'll see how that draft bill does. The special session begins Monday, so we'll see how it goes, Chris.
That we will, Wayne. Thanks very much for checking in with us. Wayne Yoshioka is H. Paris political reporter, and you can find his stories covering rail financing and the legislature on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.